presenting the transcription feature, Superman.
Look, up in the sky.
It's a bird. It's a plane.
It's Superman. Yes, it's Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men. Superman, who can leap tall buildings at a single bound, race a speeding bullet to its target, bend steel in his bare hands, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, fights a never-ending battle for truth and justice. But before we join Superman, listen.
And now to our story. Having returned from a perilous adventure with the lost nation of the Inca Indians, Clark Kent, in reality Superman, has again been enlisted by the government to aid in the all-out battle for freedom. But this time, Kent's assignment is cloaked in secrecy. Only one man knows of his appointment as a special agent in the espionage division of the Secret Service, and that man is Perry White, editor of the Daily Planet. There are sinister forces at work, forces seeking to undermine and destroy the industries vital to the defense of our nation. Like venomous snakes, they strike in the shadowed darkness. A boat sinks at its dock. An explosion wrecks the munitions plant. A deadly fire levels an entire shipyard. And the paid enemies of freedom have struck from within. To wipe them out is Clark Kent's job, but even he has no idea of what is in store for him. Even he is unaware that for once, the amazing powers of Superman are going to be put to a test. Our story begins behind the gray stone walls of the state prison. In a corner of the electrical shop, two men are bent over an electric motor, pretending to repair it. The older of the two is a man Clark Kent exposed and sent to jail, the international criminal known throughout the world as the Yellow Mask. Momentarily, his steel gray eyes shift to the armed prison guard standing at the door. Motioning his companion closer, the Yellow Mask speaks.
2 minutes to go. Are you sure everything's ready?
Yeah.
Where's the gun?
In my shirt.
Let me have it. Be careful. Keep your back to the guard.
Here it is.
Okay.
Didn't the guard's coming over.
Do something, you fool. Pick up the screwdriver.
Well, how about it, you guys? Ain't that motor fixed yet?
It will be in a couple of minutes.
All right. Stop gabbing now and finish it.
We will in a couple of minutes.
I sure thought he had the finger on it.
I'll do all the thinking. You just follow orders.
Why did you have to keep repeating about the couple of minutes? I got the shakes listening to you.
I always tell the truth. Everything will be finished in a couple of minutes, including the guard. Keep working that screwdriver.
Okay.
If he comes again, try not to shake.
You're a cool one. You got ice water for blood.
No, I've got brains. I knew once this war started, they'd look for me. Ella's no fool.
That the guy got the gun through?
Ella?
Yeah.
Hardly. He wouldn't risk his precious neck. Not Ella. He's too smart.
Who is this guy, Ella?
You'll find out, I hope. Now, let's not talk. 30 seconds to go. You remember what you're to do?
Yeah. Yeah, you start the motor. And I yell like I caught my hand in the flywheel.
Make it look good. We've got to get the guard over so I can let him have it. I
thought you said no shooting.
There won't be unless I can't help it. You'll get the gun butt. 10 seconds. Get ready.
Okay.
5 seconds. Make it good.
Yeah, I will.
All right, here it goes. I'm turning it on.
Hey, what's going on here?
He's hurt. He caught his hand on the flywheel.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, and so will you be. Quiet, everyone. Keep those machines running and block the door. I'm making a break.
How about it?
Quiet. I'm sorry, but it wasn't planned that way. Get that acetylene torch, Rusty.
Okay.
Work on the window bar, sorry.
Why can't we break with you?
I said I'm sorry. None of us would stand a chance.
Stand back. Don't make a sound.
Open up in there.
How's it coming, Rusty?
Okay. Only 3 more.
Open up or we'll drill the lock.
Get down, all of you that may be shooting.
She's wide open. Pull the bars or burn through.
Good.
This is your last chance. We've got machine guns. Are you all lucky to have a lucky open up?
All right, Rusty. Step back from the window.
What do you mean? I'm going with you.
Sorry, Rusty. I'm not carrying baggage.
Hey, wait a minute.
You heard what I said. Step back from the window.
Can't be long, Bill. I'll have to be going. So long, Rusty.
You dirty, low-down, sneaking rat, you!
Official, tri-state alarm. Order 33B. Check all roads, terminals, and stations for man known as Yellow Mask. Escaped from state prison, 4:22 p.m. Age, 48. Height, 5 feet 7 inches. Weight, 150 pounds. Iron gray hair, gray eyes. Small scar on upper lip. Armed with revolver. Dangerous. I will repeat. Official, tri-state alarm. Order 33B. Check all roads, terminals, and stations for man known as Yellow Mask.
This is Don Carey bringing you the latest up-to-the-minute news. As darkness falls over the eastern seaboard, the greatest manhunt in the history of the police department is taking place. 3 hours ago, the international criminal, known throughout the world as the Yellow Mask, made a daring escape from the state prison. Thus far, his whereabouts are unknown, but the police of 5 states have laid a giant dragnet and expect to announce his recapture shortly.
Hexy, what Hexy? Yellow Mask escaped police. Hexy, 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 here. Yellow Mask escaped. Come in, Kent. Close the door. Any news?
Not a thing, Mr. White. Seems to have vanished into thin air. I just spoke to the warden. The car that was waiting for him outside the prison carried phony license plates.
You'd imagine we didn't have enough to worry about. And now this has to happen. The Yellow Mask floating around loose.
Yeah.
You remember how he almost blew up the Daily Planet, Billy?
How could I forget?
He's a smart potato, Kent. Smart and ruthless. When they sent him up, he swore he'd get you someday.
I know.
Maybe I'd better call the commissioner and arrange for a police escort until they nab him.
No, that's not necessary, Mr. White. I can take care of myself. And anyway, if he does get through the dragnet, he'll have to lay low for a long time.
There's no telling with that bird. He's bad business. Do they know how he got the gun?
Oh, yes, I forgot that. It was smuggled into one of the other prisoners, a life-termer named Rusty Wallace. The mask was supposed to take Wallace with him, but at the last moment he changed his mind. Wallace claims a man named Heller sent the gun.
Heller? Yeah. Who's Heller?
Well, the police aren't sure yet. They're checking. There's a Max Heller listed in the FBI files as a foreign agent. He was deported 2 years ago for alien activities, and there's no record of his having returned to the country.
Foreign agent, eh?
Well, if it's the same Heller.
I wouldn't be a bit surprised, Kent. Espionage should be right up the Yellow Mask alley. Can you imagine what damage a man like that could do with his twisted mind?
Well, I wouldn't worry too much, Mr. White. The police will get him.
Maybe tough if he has outside help. Weeks can go by before they can catch up with him. And that's time enough to do a lot of damage. Right here in Metropolis alone, there are 3 munition plants, 2 airplane factories, and 12 other vital defense industries. He's got to be tracked down, Kent. There's no telling where he'll strike first. I'll take it. Harry White speaking. Huh? Oh, just a minute. See you, Kent.
Oh, thanks. Hello.
Greetings, Mr. Kent.
Who is this?
Don't you recognize my dulcet voice?
Well, I'm sorry I don't.
That's a pity. Possibly it's changed and you might have heard it. Think hard, Mr. Kent.
Who is this? Now, look here, if you think
just
I got...
Just a minute, Mr. Kent. I'm going to tell you who I am. Brace yourself. Steady. Your old friend, the Yellow Mask.
No.
Are you still with me, Mr. Kent? Or was the shock too much?
I'm still with you. But where are you, Mask?
Wouldn't you like to know, Mr. Kent? You and the police.
Well, you hardly expect to get away with that prison break, Mask. That's asking a little too much.
It's 10 o'clock, Mr. Kent. I've gotten away with it for 6 hours. But that's not what I called for. I wanted you to know that I haven't forgotten. I owe a little debt to you and Miss Lane and Mr. White. I'm going to pay that debt. It'll be one of the first things I do.
No being traced, Mr. White.
Are you listening, Mr. Kent?
I'm listening.
good. In a few moments, the Daily Planet building will go dark. The lights will go out, the presses will stop, and something very interesting will happen. It's a little surprise I've been planning for you, Mr. Kent. A pleasant little surprise. I hope you like it. Goodbye.
Yeah. Did you trace it yet, Mr. White?
No, not yet. Operator, for the love of... Huh? Oh, yes, okay. Thanks. He called from Metropolis 4800. We better notify the police. They can check the number and...
Wait a minute. What was that number?
Metropolis 4800.
Are you sure, Mr. White?
What do you mean, am I sure? Do you think I'm deaf?
But Metropolis 4800 is our number, the number of the Daily Planet.
What? Great Scott. Kent, what does that mean?
Means he called from somewhere in this building.
No, Kent, that couldn't be.
Now, take it easy, Mr. White. I'm afraid that's what it is. He's somewhere in the Daily Planet building.
What? Then we've got him trapped. I'll have every door locked. Call the police. Kent, we've... Hey, what's happened to the lights? Kent, who turned the lights out?
The yellow mask. Come on, we're in trouble.
With the police of five states searching for him, the yellow mask, seeking vengeance, is hidden somewhere in the darkness of the Daily Planet building. What will his next move be? Can Kent, even as Superman, track him down? Don't miss a single thrilling episode of this adventure. Be with us again when Max Heller, foreign agent, and the yellow mask join hands in an attempt to wreck American defense. Tune in and listen with Superman.
Don't forget, tune in again for the next thrilling episode with Superman.
Look, up in the sky.
It's a bird. It's a plane.
It's Superman. Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.